back. WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're taking the Crab Cake Tour back out on the road in a couple weeks, letting ourselves play. Appreciate the Maryland Lottery and our friends from Wise Markets. We love having Wise conversations around here. And I had Solomon Wilcox on a set, and big dude walks by, and I'm like, I thought it was Haloti Ngata for 2 seconds, and he turned, and I'm like, that ain't Haloti Ngata. That's Domino Pekka, man. What's going on?
What's up, brother? Thanks for having me.
Well, this
bro.
Is your home, man.
Yes,
I mean, and you spent all of 5 minutes as a Raven, but you are like as who they are.
I mean,
you know, so for this thing to be here for you, I'm not sure. I looked up and I saw you. I'm like, that's him. I mean, only one guy looks like you, hair as sexy as mine. You know what I mean, right?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Good, brother. So pumped for the game. You know what I mean? My Bengals are in the big game, man. When you hear that sentence, man, the Bengals are in the Super Bowl, man. You know, you thought you'd never hear that. So it's so good to hear that and say that, and I'm so excited for the team.
I was in Highland Town at the Chaucer, our friends eating some grilled wings, and when the Bengals won the game, for it to come back, all that, this kid's special, all that. And I said, I didn't even know they were, like, allowed to be. Like, I don't even know how I would feel if I was a 40-year-old person from Cincinnati. And you know my relationship with Marvin. Marvin and I are very close. He did the show a month ago.
Right.
And I started thinking, how does it make him feel? I didn't even think about guys like you and Gene. You know, the guys that were the – and Whitworth's on the other side.
Right.
I mean, Marvin flew out here a couple weeks ago to support Whitworth at a game here. And it's kind of shocking, how have you processed all of this as a Bengal?
I love it, man. Being a Bengal for 11 seasons, you know, over a decade, man, it's in my blood now, man. My family and I, we love the Bengals, and being a fan, you know, ever since I got drafted there, they're the first team to give me a chance, you know, in the NFL. So I have a lot of respect for Mr. Brown, Katie Blackburn, Troy Blackburn, and the family, Nancy Brown. So it's huge, man. Me and my family were watching the AFC Championship game last week together as a family. And once we saw that pick by Eli Apple to seal the game, man, we were going crazy in the house, you know what I mean? Because it means a lot to us, man. We've been through a lot those 11 years as a Bengal. So to see them in the promised land here see them right there in the Super Bowl, man. It's amazing. With a chance to win it, it's awesome.
I mean, the obvious question is, do you miss it? Do you wish you were there? You know, you could get
definitely.
A ring. All that. But there's also a part you separate. You're there. You're a part of it, right? You do feel that.
It. Yeah, I feel like I am, man. I feel like my family's a part of it as well. You know, we put a lot of years there. You know what I mean? So that's definitely a blessing. A lot of the former players, anybody that I felt put them stripes on, man, and everyone feels it, and they want this win so bad. You know what I mean? They want this Super Bowl win, and we're so pumped, and we're just rooting our team on. That's what we love to do, and my whole family is Bengal Nation. So,
well, I mean, you've always had a great spirit about you, even as on the other side of the field. And then you came in and gave your 20 minutes to the Ravens, right? You came in and spent a little bit of time. I know you mentioned you saw Marlon Humphrey.
Yeah.
To have another experience after only having one experience. You know, a lot of people come to Baltimore and they say, and you say whatever you need to say, but I remember Trevor Price coming over from Denver, and this place is different, and he won championships there, right? Shannon Sharp came over, same thing. So, and for 20 years, it's been that way, and it feels like the Bengals were always chasing the Steelers and the Ravens, and probably that was part of Marvin having been in both of those places, right? Then you get to Baltimore, and you see the program, and the same but different, right? A little bit.
Yeah,
right?
I liked it. It was really cool, man. A big shout out to Baltimore, man. Coming from Denver, I was there for 2 years, and then I went to Baltimore, and it was really cool, man. When I was there, I think we only lost one game. We were rolling, you know what I mean? We were on a streak. So,
well, you came in to win it.
I was coming in to try to get the ring. You know what
I
mean?
Well, I remember the day you showed up. I saw you over in the corner. It was a little weird seeing you, and the media comes over, and only like 4 weeks left in the season or something, right? It was like maybe 8 weeks.
Yeah,
right?
I think it was 8 weeks.
Because
you
came out here and played right away.
Yeah, came right in and started.
Laid a whooping on the Rams.
It was dope. Yeah, it was really cool, man. I thank God I was able to come right in off the street and make an impact, you know, and plug and play right off the street. Freaking came in and started right away, played like 50 snaps, you know what I mean? So it was pretty dope. But for me, it's like riding a bike, man. Once you get out there, you're like, I remember this block, I remember this, you know what I mean? Let's go.
Look at you, the fire in his eyes. Domino Pekka joining us here. I appreciate taking a little time. I know you're with your family, and first radio row, or have you done this routine before?
No, man, it's my first Super Bowl ever, man. I've been waiting, you know, because I never wanted to come to the Super Bowl unless my team was in it, you know?
Sure.
So now that my Bengals are in it, I had to come out here, and I live down the street, I live in LA, so my agency hit me up. They're like, bro, are you trying to do some interviews? I'm like, let's go.
All right, so tell me about the restaurant and stuff, because That's why, look, we talk football and we'll talk Bengals and Joe Burrow and his kid and all that. But a couple years ago, we played out here, and I love Korean food. So I've been here three nights. I've been eating my face off. I'm gaining. I'll be as big as you by the time I leave here on Monday. But you have a place, and I did Google it a couple years ago, and a lot of the players went up.
Yeah.
And I want to know about it, and give me a little plug at you, because it's part of what it was important to you to, to have your teammates there.
Yeah, man, it was cool. I remember we played LA when I was with Baltimore, and my wife and I, we hosted. I think almost the whole team was there, bro. Lamar was in there, Mark Ingram, everybody. All the defense was in there. It was really cool. We had practice, and then after practice, everyone ate brunch at our restaurant. We closed the restaurant to the public, and we had all the team in there. And we ended up, man, having a really good meal and a really good camaraderie. And the next after that, we had the game Sunday, and we put a whooping on the Rams, man. And,
what's the name of the place? I got to Google it up.
Yeah, it's called Sunset Trocadero. And it's my wife and I running it. My wife runs it. She's been running it for the past 5 years. And we're having a big Super Bowl watch party this weekend.
Why this business for you? Like, you made a lot of money playing football. Yes, you don't have to do it, right?
My wife, it's my wife's thing, bro. She's the one that runs it. My wife, Anna Pecco, she was my backbone and my support system throughout my career. And about 5 years ago, we had the opportunity to purchase this historic venue right on Sunset. And we did it. And she's been running it since, and she's doing a hell of a job at it. So big shout out to my wife.
Retro go-to hip lounge with old Hollywood feel, known for happy hour martinis. I feel like I need some old Hollywood.
Yeah, it's really cool. We get a lot of celebrities that roll through there. Sam Smith was just there, I think, a couple months ago. And it's pretty cool. We get a lot of fun. And me and my wife are there on the weekends. I don't know if you've ever been to Cincinnati and been to a place called Jeff Ruby's Steakhouse.
I haven't been to Jeff's.
And
I know
see Jeff
a little
Ruby's,
bit.
He's always there. He's there greeting people and showing love. And that's one of the things I do on the weekends. I'm greeting people and saying hi to people and just showing face at the restaurant and showing love.
See, I thought Ruby was only there that night because Marvin was there with me.
He's there all the time. But yeah, me and my wife love to be there. And she's doing a hell of a job running the restaurant, especially during the pandemic. It was tough, but we were able to come out stronger than ever.
Well, I'm on the website here, Babyland. Lamb chops, the shrimp, little sashimi appetizer.
Yeah,
nice.
The lamb is my favorite. The lamb is probably one of our favorite dishes. We get this lamb from New Zealand. It's pretty awesome.
All right. Well, I'll be in.
Come check it out, bro. Come have a drink with me.
What do you want to say about Joe Burrow and about Cincinnati and all the fans that you ever signed an autograph for or went to an event or did a charity event? I was talking to Solomon. I was giving him a hard time. I said, "You're going to cry." He said, "I'm not going to cry." And I'm like, "You're going to cry. There's going to be." I saw Jeff Hobson over here,
nice.
And I thought he's going to get a ring. If Hobby gets a ring, that'll make me happy.
Yeah, you know?
But if Weddle gets a ring, that would make me, I'd be okay
with
that.
Cool,
you know,
too.
So for me. So I have some Mixed people on both sides, but for you, you have everybody involved in this, right? Literally.
Yeah, I love it, man. But I'm definitely diehard Bengals, man. So I'm definitely going to be rooting for Bengals 100%. You know what I mean?
But Burrow, stopping Burrow, is like, this kid's unbelievable.
Yeah, man, he's a winner, man. He's a known winner. One of the cool things I really like about him is the way he leads the team. Great leaders, man, they elevate other people's play. You know, you can see that with him, man. Other people are starting to elevate their game because of him, you know. And when you have a leader like that that makes everyone else better, they're tough to beat, man. And he's been doing a hell of a job at that.
L.A. life out here, good life for you?
Yeah, brother, good life. Me and my wife, we call L.A. home now. We've been here for about 3 years now. And my wife's been doing a great job running the restaurant. And I've just been staying busy with the kids and coaching a little bit with their high school team at Calabasas. And enjoying life, man.
So, dude, I got to take the hair down, right? Because you didn't even recognize
Let
me.
Let it out. There
you
he
know,
is.
Like, so what happened was we had a plague.
I like it.
And I couldn't get a haircut. And then when I couldn't get a haircut, I decided, to let it go. And my wife gave me some mousse, and it didn't look right. And I had rock star hair back in the 90s, you know, but it was more like a mullet. It was more like a hockey player, over here and down.
Nice.
And I just let the whole thing, happen.
It looks good, man.
And I'm thinking, nobody gives you a hard time about having long hair, ever. Or maybe it's your size, but do they ever say to you, "When are you cutting your hair?"
Dude. A lot of away teams, man, they always make fun of me. They always be like, "Cut your hair, get a haircut."
Every
game, yeah, they always get after me. It's funny, man. But
why do they profile the guys with long hair? What's
wrong
with that, man?
I don't know, but I like it, man. I like the long hair. It's part of my image now. And then in Samoa, in American Samoa and Western Samoa, we have a lot of guys with long hair. It's just part of our culture, I believe. Guys
right
just like having long hair. It's really cool.
I've never met an unhappy Samoan. You know what I mean? It's true, right?
Right. Unless the restaurant's closed, or unless the buffet's closed, you might have some angry Samoan.
Well, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen at Sunset Trocadero.
No, no.
They're going to stay open for me up there on the strip. Domantas Pekka, not playing in the game, but his heart is very, very involved.
Amen, brother.
Man, I saw you walk by, and I said, I got to get you by.
Thank you, brother.
Hude. Give him a hude.
Hude, bro. Hude to all the Bengals Nation out there. Thanks for having me. So good to see you again, brother. The hair's looking awesome.
We're very, very worried about this Joe Burrow character in Baltimore. You know what I mean? The next 10 years is going to be...
He's a stud, man. He's a stud.
Watch out. All right. He chased Roethlisberger around, and we cheered that on. And then they came in and beat us sometimes. Bengals took care of the Ravens for years, man. You were...
Some of those nail biters, right? The cardiac cats, they used to say, those last minute.
You were the bad guys for a little bit. I don't think there's any doubt about that, but one of the good dudes out here.
Thank you.
Feeding the people over in West Hollywood. West Hollywood, is that?
Yeah, West Hollywood, right on Sunset. Come check us out. The doors open at 2:30 on Sunday.
Nice. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Doing it on Radio Row here in Los Angeles with natives and Bengals and Hoodays. Back for more right after this.
Thanks.